step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Guys, I'm afraid that Katie, Joe, and I may have messed up a complete stranger's marriage. Uh-oh. All right, this is what happened. So over the weekend, we were, I forgot what night it was, but I mean, this was a big, important weekend for television, especially since the Super Bowl was on, right? Mm-hmm. So we were doing something, and the remote control fell off the coffee table on the floor, which no big deal, didn't crack, didn't bust, nothing. So we picked it back up. And it couldn't use it anymore. Like, I don't think that cable remote controls are very, you know, I don't know.
Sturdy.
And so we realized that, I guess, one too many times of tossing it on the coffee table, tossing it on the couch, whatever, our remote control was broken, right? So we didn't have a remote. We didn't have a universal remote. We didn't have anything. And so we were frustrated because even with our cable box, it's a little difficult to get to everything on it. Like, there's not all the manual controls. So we realized that we had been so dependent on that remote control that we were panicking about what we were going to do the rest of the weekend. So we called the cable company and they're like, well, next week you're going to have to drive to, like, I forgot where, but somewhere like in Gwinnett, and we live in Fulton, to go get the remote control. Like, it was not an option for them to bring us a remote control. Okay, so that was the scenario we were in. Like, we were frustrated that we didn't have a remote. Okay.
Can you realize how far it is from the couch to the TV when your remote doesn't work? Mm-hmm.
But even then, if you can't punch all the buttons and get to everything you need to get to, I mean, it's even not, even when you, you know, I make Katie get up and go walk to the TV, since she's the athlete, then, you know, and can't do it, then it's frustrating, right?
Yeah, and you'll sit and watch a crap TV show for 2 days.
Just because you don't want to get up.
What are you watching? A documentary on Big Bird's costume? Really? Right. Why?
Because that's the only channel we're getting right now.
Because it's 6 feet to the TV, yeah. And I won't get up.
Because the show that was on this channel yesterday at 2 p.m. was fascinating.
Yeah. So anyway, so we didn't have a remote, so we were panicked. All right, so we were out running some errands or going to have lunch or something, and we were coming back and we were cutting through some streets in our neighborhood, and we saw a cable truck parked in front of a house. And I said, pull over, because I said, he's got a remote in that van somewhere. So I knew if we offered him some cash, he would give us one of the remotes. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he pulled in
under the table.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the only thing that will make Melissa get out of her wallet is the threat of having to leave her house for more than 15 minutes.
Whatever. So, whatever. I'm not looking at you. So we pull in the driveway, okay, of this house that this, you know, cable guy is at, and he's talking to the guy that lives there on the front porch. And so we pull in, and, you know, they both kind of look at us, and Katie kind of rolled down her window and said, you know, we want to talk to the cable guy. And so he's kind of gave us a signal, and he's, you know, like, okay, I'll be with y'all in a second, but I'm going to go in and fix this problem first. Okay, no problem. So we sat in the driveway, and we ended up sitting there for maybe 5-10 minutes. And then Katie said, is this weird that we're sitting here? Like, he's not coming out. I said,
we're,
you know what?
Stalking him.
I said, we are getting that right, because we are 5 feet from the van.
This is the most motivated I've seen you in 9 years.
I'm telling you. We have to get that remote control. Okay,
I'm
whatever.
You didn't y'all send judge. Katie home to get your
y'all
ninja
judge.
Outfit.
But I'm telling you, you need
I
this
think
remote
it's
control.
Clever. I would have never thought of it.
Thank
honestly.
You, Jim.
I would have never thought of it.
Thank you. So we're sitting there. I'm like, no, we're not going anywhere because we're going to get that remote control. So finally, the cable guy comes out and he comes to the car and we explain to him what we need. And he's like, okay, no problem. He said, you know, just let me know where your house is and then I'll come by after I'm done here and we'll fix it up. Okay, no problem. So we go home. No big deal. Take the dogs out, everything. He comes by and he said, I don't think y'all realize what you did. He said that when they got in the house, when we had pulled up, him and the guy on the front porch waving, he got in the house to fix this guy's cable, and he said, and then he heard this man's wife yelling from another room, and then the guy was pulled into that room, and he and the cable guy stood there while the two had a fight about who were the two girls that were parked outside in the driveway.
Oh, no!
And what did they want?
Oh, no.
So we were joking with the Melissa. Cable guy, and we were like, well, what did you say? And cable guy said, well, it was none of my business to, you know, to get into their business, so I didn't say nothing. So the cable guy didn't say that we were there for them.
Oh,
that's
no.
Awesome.
You need to drive back to that house.
You need to
tell
them. But that won't help, because my thing is, two random people pulling up in a drive, like if two yeah, I would not think twice about it. I'm like, there's something going on with them anyway. We just start
like there's some infidelity going on, and now she's just not
100%. She's like, yeah, but yeah, that's really going to help for us to say, oh, hey, we're just coming back to let you know there's really no, we weren't here for you.
Right.
Like, that's not going to help.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you're right. That'd probably make it worse.
I put it on the cable guy for just sitting there because he wanted to see the drama. I didn't want none of my business to say anything.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, so Katie and I, sorry if we contributed to the demise of a relationship.
This is The Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.